NFL draft is here. I'm here with Ed Manowitz, Eagles Vice President of Player Personnel, the Eagles with the 20th selection on Thursday night. 8 picks overall, Ed. Your just general evaluation of where this draft is deep, where you think it might be particularly strong?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of good players at a lot of different levels of this draft. You know, as we go through the guys that we think have a chance to be solid starters, there's a lot of good depth at pretty much across the board. Certainly at the offensive line, there's some guys that fit for us. There's some guys at the corner safety position that fit for us as well, in addition to wideout. So I think, not all that different than some of the drafts in the previous 3 years, but you know, we're confident that we've got enough players at all levels to improve.
Typically, what is it like from, 6 o'clock on Thursday night until the time a team picks? How crazy is the room?
It's very anticlimactic. The majority, our work is done at that point in time. So the draft to me is all about preparation and organization. And that's all year. That's a year-round thing. So as we kind of finish up on our meetings and what we're going to do, most of that work and those decisions, those conversations, they've already happened. So when you're picking and you're on the clock, it's not as crazy as what people would see. Those decisions have made, we're just going to execute.
Do you have a sense, Ed, generally, and not specific to this year, but just what the top teams are going to do? I mean, do you know what, if, for example, Tampa Bay is going to do at one, or is that just kind of, you got to guessing like everybody else?
Yeah, I think you do a little bit. I mean, I don't think anybody truly knows. I'm not even sure that those teams truly know exactly what they're doing. For us, there's different mechanisms that you can do in terms of draft management to kind of, whether it's team needs or it's, you look at some of these mock drafts just to kind of give you a feel of who may be there, who may not. But to me, it's unpredictable. We can't really control who they take and who they don't take. What we can control is who is on our board, what level they're on our board, and then we'll be prepared to pick at 20. If we're picking at 20, if we're going to pick higher than that, we'll be prepared to pick there. If we're picking below 20, we'll be prepared to pick at that spot as well.
Do you anticipate that that 20th pick will gain a lot of interest? I mean, does literally every team call every team in the league about their picks? How does it work?
It's a little bit different. We've received some phone calls already this week, just some teams that, hey, would you be interested in moving up or back? I think every team in the league makes those calls. But the more we get closer to Thursday, the more those calls will increase. I think the validity of those calls also picks up as well. But once the players start coming off the board and some players of interest of other teams start to kind of disappear and they kind of get into a smaller pocket, I think those calls will start to accelerate.
Is it hard to not fall in love with a player or players heading into the draft?
I would say no, because we trust our process, and it's not an emotional decision in terms of any evaluation of the player. We stick to our prototypes, we stick to our process, and certainly there's going to be players that we feel very confident would be really good fits for the Eagles, and would be target players for us. But those aren't emotional-based decisions. Those are based off of the evaluation of the player.
And up to this point, you've described the working relationship with Chip as outstanding. What will it be like when that you're on the clock? What's he like at that point in time?
I envision it being the same as what it's been now. It's going to be a very calm process. Again, our conversations, our decisions at that point will have already been made. We'll know, we've played out all the scenarios at that point in time, and we'll make the pick, we'll make a good decision.
Is this draft exceptional in any way relative to past? I know you've mentioned some specific positions, but is it an uncharacteristically thin draft, deep draft, or is it kind of everywhere along the line in every draft?
Yeah, there's good players. Yeah, I think that's it. I don't think that it's particularly strong or weak in a lot of different areas. Again, I think it's a little bit about what you do, what your system is. I think it's different for every team. So some teams may operate under the assumption that it's particularly strong or weak in a certain area. For what we do, I think it's pretty on par.
Well, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank
Appreciate
you so much
it,
for your time. Ed Manowitz, Eagles Vice President of Player Personnel.